There were a lot of sounds like this in Glenwood Canyon when the KDNK news team was escorted through the western end of it on Wednesday, August 18th, 1 week after the Grizzly Creek fire ignited along I-70. The cause of the fire is still unknown.
We head to the Grizzly Creek Fire Information Center in the Hotel Colorado, pull on our fire outfits, and climb into an official fire car.
18.0104.
With our tour guide.
My name is Tom Story, common spelling S-T-O-R-Y. I am a public information officer with the incident management team in charge of running the Grizzly Creek Fire.
With the car's flashers on and with the wave of a police officer, we begin our voyage into the canyon.
The smoke is thick, but we don't immediately cross a threshold from green and verdant to an apocalyptic scene of skeleton trees and ash. Instead, the fire makes itself known by what is missing. Traffic on Interstate 70, tourists at the rest areas, cyclists on the bike trail, boaters on the river, and residents at No Name.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God, it's No Name. Is it still there?
No Name is still here. Okay. Living up to its name.
No Name looks basically the same, except for fire crews and trucks at the No Name Lane entrance. A sprinkler wets down the front yard of a home. It could have been set by the homeowner as a Hail Mary before fleeing the fire, or by a fire crew to protect the house.
No animals, no pets, no neighbors. Yeah, it's a little sci-fi out here, but there's way less damage than we thought. In fact, No Name appears to be intact.
The main sites are aircraft and wildland firefighters staged along the road. Story tells us that some helicopters are working with XL Energy, restoring power lines in the canyon, but most of them are delicately dipping 700-gallon buckets into a vat of fire retardant at the temporary batch plant near No Name. I-70 is bathed in that neon pink retardant color. Mailboxes nearby are splattered with it. Two huge red tanks sit in the road.
This batch plant makes all of the retardant used on the Grizzly Creek fire.
Okay, retardant is a mixture of water, fertilizer, red iron oxide, a couple other little chemicals for anti-corrosion, and gum arabic to make it sticky. It is there to slow the fire's spread. It is called retardant.
The helicopter veers off, and we make our way deeper into the canyon, along the empty highway, towards Shoshone Power Plant.
To check out the pumpkin.
If we look down here on the ramp, there is a Mark III pump set up. And the black hose will draw water out of the river, pump it up, this hose into the pumpkin and keep that filled as a reservoir. Then the other Mark III pump is there to supply the fire hoses which are laid out into the Shoshone power plant.
Lots of smoke here, but the riparian area is green and intact as it appears to be all along the river.
Except where the fire jumped the highway.
Yeah, except for that.
And here we are at Hanging Lake.
Yes.
At the Hanging Lake parking lot, we see small patches of active burning up in the canyons, hot spots left over from the big flames.
We follow the path to the trailhead, where strips of scorched grass lie cheek by jowl with the concrete pathway, burnt on the north side, green on the south to the river, a checkerboard, or...
In the term of art and fire, it's called a mosaic burn.
Okay.
Where fire moved through areas and burned at different intensities, some removing everything, some sparing some things, and some damaging some things.
Tom Story points out a burned tree that recently collapsed into the parking lot.
Please be extremely careful. If you start hearing a creaking, a snapping, and a popping,
get out.
Yes, because the tree is...
Fire changes the soil, he says, and creates hidden hazards.
Like trees that fall over without warning or rocks, rolling and crashing down steep canyon walls.
Speaking of rock falls...
If you look up on the side of the cliff, just at the last tree line, there is a very light-colored area. It was described to us by somebody who saw it as a rock the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. Came down, it cleared the catch nets, hit the westbound lane, bounced, and took out the guardrail before it ended up in the water and leaving rock strewn all across all lanes of the highway.
Rock pieces the size of backpacks litter the highway west of the Hanging Lake exit, and the guardrail still hasn't been replaced.
We steer clear and head towards Glenwood, catching a hopeful view of the river.
Boy, that repairing area survived.
Yeah.
It survived.
Yes. Ugh. And although there will be mudslide issues, the ash returns nutrients to the soil, so there's going to be tremendous growth of the fine grasses and stuff. It'll be like an elk and deer cafeteria all through the burns.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.
And I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, reporting from the Glenwood Canyon.